The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy, our new weekly Gaelic football show.
Lads, it's official, right? No GAA player was practicing tackling at all during lockdown. They were practicing that dummy bounce.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Have you subscribed to the OTB Football Podcast?
I tell you, if I was in management, I wouldn't go to Spurs now. No way. I think Brandon Rodgers would be mad to go to Spurs.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Andy Moran has just gone full time here in McHale Park in Castlebar, and Mayo have beaten Mead by 317 to 212, an 8-point win. Can you tell us what we've seen out here in the field today?
Yeah, you've seen a really, I suppose, strong Mayo team playing against a Meath team who made substantial changes before the game. I think myself and yourself talked before the game and we were both saying I thought Mayo would do the changes and Meath would stick strong, but it actually worked out the other way. And Mayo went in and did the job. Some of their transition play from back to front was excellent. I think Killian led the line really well in the first half. Some of the debutants did really well. James Carr scores 2-1, which is huge for Mayo. Jeremy and Matty around the middle of the field were excellent, and Oisin then and Lee led the line well in the back line, and Robbie was very solid in the goal. So really good on a Mayo point of view. On a Meath point of view, I don't think Andy McEntee is going away disappointed. I think he made his decision before the game. He took out all his half back line, all his best guys, Keoghan, McEntee, Hernan, took them all out, took out the full forward line, and he was protecting them, and he's going away there. It wasn't a hammering. I think Meath played decently well at times. They picked out one or two really good players, and I think Andy McEntee leaves there positive. I think James Horne leaves a positive. I think they just move on to next week.
Can you talk to us about the Mayo start? Why were they able to get on top of Meath so quickly?
I think they just Meath don't have that strength and depth where they can make, like, they literally took out their two best halfbacks in McEntee, Keoghan. The difference he came on the first ball Keoghan gets in the second half, the Michael Plunkett's coming out with the ball. Now I think it's a foul by Keoghan, but he goes in, engages him, turnover free over the bar straight away, like that's his first play. So you take out a halfback line of him and McEntee, you're going to struggle. You take out Killian O'Sullivan, Morris out of the full forward line, you're going to struggle. And it just gave Mayo that field position all the way through the game where they could always be 3, 4, 6 points up right through the entire game.
You were talking before the game and you were hoping that Paul Towey would get a chance. He came on in the second half and he scored 3 or 4 points, a couple of frees and one from play. How did he impress you in what he did in the second half? Bit of a scrappy game when he came in. And who else impressed you from Mayo?
Yeah, Paul is a really exciting player for us. He's really old school kind of forward. He sees the score. I think he probably could have taken one or two more on. I was kind of saying, now turn onto your good right foot and kick it over the bar. But he scores a mark, which he wins himself. Great ball by Aidan. He scores a nice point from play, scores a nice free, has an assist. So when you're coming on doing that, I think you'd be very happy. I think other guys that impressed were definitely the two guys in the middle of the field. Matty was man of the match for me. Jeremy O'Connor was really, really good after a quiet game last week, but really put in a good shift there today. And then up front, Killian, James Carr, excellent performances. And for Mayo, the Carr performance is a real lifter for us, because we're waiting for this guy. He's a top quality individual, person, as a player. We just need him to drive on now and get that little tiny bit of consistency into his game. But score, you've seen him straight after his goal, another point, then he gets another goal just before half time. But the goal, the first goal, gave it to him, gave him the confidence, and now hopefully he can move on and develop.
That first Carr goal came from a Lee Keegan turnover in and around his own 45. Played it to Killian, plays it to Dermot, straight go, and it's a goal.
Yeah.
Like that Mayo power you spoke about, Ruan and O'Connor in the first half, that power in midfield. There was one incident we spoke about when Kyle Hickey played a bit of a hospital pass to Darragh Campion, and Oisin Mullin drives through the back to Meath lads and comes out with the ball. Two Meath boys on the floor. Where have Mayo got that? Where have that they developed all this power? You've got these serious athletic boys across the field all the time.
But with these good teams, the Dublins, the Tyrones, the Mayos, all these guys, the Kerrys, it's consistent training. It's like compound interest. You don't go away for a year, basically. You don't go for... The teams that are serious stay in it for 5, 6 years. So if you're mentioning the guys, Lee Keegan, experienced player, probably has changed his game a lot, but outstanding there today. You're mentioning Killian O'Connor, cute, wily, big, strong guy as well. Really good. James Carr is in the squad since like a long time back, maybe 2015-16 time, Joe. So he's there a long time. And then Dermot, I was laughing at the goal actually. Killian gets blocked down for one just before it. Didn't give the ball to Dermot. I'd say his ears were red after that. All of a sudden, the next ball, he went straight to his brother, and Dermot flicks it across, and James Carr puts it in. But the weights and the strength and conditioning is all by compound. You're compounding it every year. You're building on it, and you move on, and you go from one, like you get the feel of it in one summer, and you go away, then you work, and you know where you have to get to. So it takes time. It takes them 3-4 years to get where you need to get to. Oisín Mullen, he's a lot of brothers, they have a big family, and I'd say he needed to look after himself when he was a young fella, but he's just a top class, again, player. His club would be very chuffed to have a player of his stand in Kilmaine, very chuffed to have a player of his calibre playing for me, but he's a real top individual.
You mentioned just a few minutes ago that Andy McEntee won't be, you know, too displeased by what went on today. He gave minutes to a number of younger players. A couple of lads got their first games. So Meath aren't there yet when it comes to the depth. When Mayo have had a winter like they've had, where they lost so many key experienced players, James Horne must be really happy with where his squad depth is at the minute.
You would be, but there's always a caveat in that too, is you're thinking, Joe, Meath don't put out their best opposition there today. I'd say Horne is like really wanted Killian O'Sullivan to play to test Owen O'Donoghue. I'd say he really wanted Jordan Morris to play to test Oisín Mullen and Lee Keegan and really get at that fullback, at that full back line. And I'd say on the far side too, if that half back line plays, and you have you have Brian Walsh playing, you have Ryan Donoghue playing, these guys, they get a real test of what's really happening in the big games. Now in the second half, the good thing for me was the lads did come on, and you could see it. All of a sudden the physicality upped, and all of a sudden it was a better contest. But I'd say Horne wanted them to do it as well. Strength and depth is not there for Meath. I think that's clear to see. I think they only togged 22 today, and you could see the cramping at the end and little bits and pieces like that. But on a Mayo point of view, yes, we've always produced some players, but have they been tested at the top level? That's the only thing I would say about that.
You were speaking to us in the football pod last week, being a little bit worried that the pace of the game against Westmeath, the pace of the game against Down, it isn't Division 1 standard. Mayo now face Clare in a semi-final to get back to Division 1. How essential is it for James Horne to get back there?
Yeah, I think it's he knows it. It's massive. There's, like James likes winning. He likes being competitive. He wants to be in Division 1. He would definitely see himself as a Division 1 manager, and that's where he wants to be. And that kind of rubs off on the team too. It gives him that confidence. I think Mayo will. I think they will go and take on Clare. I think they'll do quite well judging on that performance. But the difference is, if we take Keoghan, not to overemphasise it, he's a Division 1 footballer, and when he hits you, you know you've been hit. You know that contact is like once he hits you, you're thinking, where can I give away the ball? When Aidan O'Shea comes on there and he tackles Keoghan, you can see Keoghan giving him a bit back, but then Aidan goes and turns the next man. That's Division 1 football, and it's little things like that. Maybe us too slow on the ball at times when we're taking our shots. I found it when I was retiring, all of a sudden I started getting blocked down. Where you're getting that bit slower and you're moving at that bit slower of a pace, you start doing stuff that never happened to you in your career. And Division 2 is quite similar to that. Fellas getting blocked, fellas losing the ball in possession. You've seen fellas there today, Tommy, you've seen them go for a second grab at a ball. If you're American Mick Fitzsimons, you're American Johnny Cooper, and if you need to grab the ball twice, you're losing the ball. The ball has gone up the field. So it's just little things like that. What you get away with it on days like today, you mightn't get away with them in 3-4 weeks' time.
So after Clare, there's a couple of weeks then to the Connacht Championship. What are the next couple of weeks going to be like in the Mayo camp?
Oh, I'd say they're buzzing. There's nothing like winning games. We mentioned Galway last week or 2 weeks ago on the pod. They hadn't won a game since last March, and now all of a sudden they win a game. Can you imagine Galway's training this week compared to what happened to them against Kerry the week before? It just lifts the whole thing. And Mayo are the same. 3 victories on the bounce. Yes, we're saying it's Division 2. You have to emphasise that it is Division 2 when you don't know, but 3 victories on the bounce gives you a huge boost. You've got your leader back in on the team with Aidan O'Shea coming back in, kind of filling that void. You've Colin Boyle coming back. You have the young fellas coming on, doing very well. Darren McHale again today, really good. Jack Kearney around the middle, held his own. I think it's really exciting.
Has anyone put their hand up for you that they're there, they're saying to James Horne, let me start in that first championship match?
I think the forwards is the most key decision. I think you're going to have Killian, you're going to have Tommy, you're going to have Aidan O'Shea, Jeremy or whoever fits in there. So Ryan O'Donoghue is definitely going to start. Sorry, they're the 4. Tommy, Ryan, Aidan and Killian, they're going to start. So there's the other 2. And for me, Ballantubber's Brian Walsh, really stood out today. I think he got a tough time with Jack O'Connor. Like, really tough time. That boy can move, do you know. But he just stuck at it, nice and steady, won the penalty, kicked a couple of frees, couple of assists, or won a couple of frees, couple of assists, kicked a couple of points. Do you know, you can't ask for any more. And he didn't panic. Didn't panic during the game, didn't lose a ball, struggled a bit with O'Connor's pace, but didn't lose a ball right through. And I think he's the one that may say, right, okay, I'm ready to go. Owen O'Donoghue in the corner, thought did really well. He's a guy that the people in Mayo really kind of fancy in terms of playing corner back, had an outstanding season a couple of seasons back. I think he did okay. Probably wasn't tested enough to really show it, but he absolutely did nothing wrong. And then Stephen Cohen, who captained the team in the middle, in centre half back, hasn't played the first two league games. I don't know if that's because of injury or where it is, but I thought really stuck the whole thing together today and done really well.
Brilliant, Andy. Thanks, Mian. I'll see you on Wednesday. We'll be back with Paddy Andrews and the Football Pod.
Super.
GAA on Off the Ball.
You subscribed to the OTB Football Podcast.
I tell you, if I was in management, I wouldn't go to Spurs now. No way. I think Brandon Rodgers would be mad to go to Spurs.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy, our new weekly Gaelic football show.
Lads, it's official, right? No GAA player was practicing tackling at all during lockdown. They were practicing that dummy bounce.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.